And welcome to the Vision Atlantic Weekly Radio Series, spotlighting the transformative Vision Atlantic Housing Development Project, YMCA expansion and child care project in a time when communities are seeking real solutions to real challenges. Vision Atlantic is leading the way, creating safe, affordable homes and accessible to high-quality child care for families across our region. We're now entering series number 3 of this project. We've talked about the general scope of the last week, the funds, a little education of funds from Lincoln Foundation. And now we're going to talk about housing. 142 mixed housing units will be available. Dirt work is underway. And joining us is Christina Bateman, the president of Vision Atlantic, Secretary Melissa Enan, and Treasurer Debbie Waterbury. Folks here today. And Christina, let's start off with explain this project, 142 mixed housing development project. So what's that all entail?
Sure. Thank you, Tom. Well, the plan is to, over the next 4 years, develop this 49 acres of land, like you said, into 142 mixed housing units. So this year, we will be focusing on 17 cottages, which are 1,200 square foot homes on the main level, 2-car garages, unfinished basement. 7 more custom homes. Those will be in the 1,800 to 1,900 square foot range. 3-car garages, unfinished basement. 14 duplexes with one shared wall, kind of like a lot of the condominiums we see around here in Atlantic. And then there's also 10 tiny homes. So the 10 tiny homes, Vision Atlantic will build those and own those all ourselves. And then we will rent them out Airbnb style, essentially creating more hotel type space or maybe short-term rental for traveling nurses or people like that. So the other units, Vision Atlantic will be building most of them, and the goal is to sell most of them to people in the community or people looking to come into the community. There will be some lots available if people would like to build their own homes as well. So going to have all kinds of opportunities, different housing units for people here and for people looking to come in.
A lot of communities dealing with housing shortages.
Yeah. When I first started, we kept track and had an 8.5 by 11 regular sheet of paper, and we had a sheet and a half of listings just in Atlantic and surrounding areas. So, you know, around 70, 75 at any given time. And before that, it was even more. Debbie has been doing this longer than me, and she knows, you know, it was probably around 100 at times.
100 plus, right?
Yeah, that we had for sale in Atlantic, if you can actually believe that. 100 houses for sale in Atlantic at one time. And then during COVID, we got down to, you know, like 7 to 10, if we were lucky. And we've kind of been getting a little more, and Debbie has some numbers for what's current now.
Pulled numbers just this morning, and we have 32 houses that are available without offers in Atlantic right now. And some of these homes where we are building are going to be in that 300 to 400 range. We only have 7 homes right now available in those price ranges. So we do have a shortage and a real need for some bigger housing.
You know, we've heard that, I mean, housing is important not only for employers, and we have a lot of workers that work for our businesses that are already established in town, but they have to come in and commute to Atlantic. How important will this be to the project, Melissa?
Well, our hope is that, like the hospital, for example, around 60% of the employees do not live in Atlantic, and a big chunk of that don't even live in Cass County. So hopefully that will give an opportunity for some of them to be closer to their job and get rid of their commute. And also, we know we need jobs. You know, Atlantic is a little behind in a lot of areas. And when an employer looks at our town, they look at housing availability, you know, where their people are going to live. We not only have a shortage of places for people to buy, but we also have a shortage of rentals as well. So, it's just kind of a compounded issue. So another hope is then when people come in, they're going to see, oh, look at this big development. We've got a lot of new housing. There's going to be a lot of availability, and that will make Atlantic more attractive to businesses wanting to come, because we'll have a place for their employees to live.
You know, you move a family in, and it's like anything else. You have a business come in, then you might have another business come in beside it. Family's the same way. You'll have a family come in and maybe the relatives might be interested.
Well, that's true. We do see a lot of grandparents move here because of grandchildren. I am working with a couple right now coming from California. They're a young family bringing kids in, but they're trying to talk their parents into coming also. So it just spins off that way, either way. So hopefully we get some additional families here.
And it's super nice now too, because one thing that COVID taught us was there are a lot of people who work from home, and even more after COVID. So a young family, you know, they don't have to have a job in Atlantic to find it an attractive place to live. You know, we have an awesome community, and we're doing so much to improve and make it even better. So, you know, young families can come here and buy a home and work, still continue to work from home. And then we'll have those families, and then their grandparents, like Debbie said, hopefully they'll move here, and we'll kind of capture all those families and not lose them.
Christina, how's this project going to play out?
So, like I said, this year the goal is to build 48 total units. Many of those will be sold, like I said. We will keep some of them that we will own, Vision Atlantic will own, and rent. As Melissa said, the rental market is very slim as well. And we know a lot of people like to have a place when they first come in. You know, they're on a schedule. They have to be at their job in a certain time frame, so they need a place really quickly. So we hope to provide some rental availability as well. And then the next 3 years after this year, we'll continue to build some of those units. This year, the only type of unit that we're not building are those three-story townhomes, and we hope to start those next year. So that'll be really exciting to be able to add a different housing unit type than we've ever had in our community. So we look forward to that in years 2, 3, and 4 and building some more of the other units. I would also just add, too, that this housing development, we're going to have a park in the housing development. The new child development center will sit on this piece of land, and we'll have some walking and biking trails that run all throughout the development. It will connect Holt Park. It will connect East Ridge, and just create a great space for families and couples to live and be. So strategically located in a great area. High school's there, you know, other parks close to Washington, the schools, other great places. So just real excited for what this is going to do for our community going forward.
Anything else to add?
You know, I did just think of something else too. Another thing that we hope will happen is that people who already live in Atlantic will want to move to that great location and have a new home. And then that will also open up a little lower level housing, you know, so it'll hopefully get that circle moving, and we'll open up many different levels of housing so we can offer more opportunity for people too.
And just, I know we talked about last week, Christina, but talk about the funding again and how this Lakin Foundation money works here with this housing.
Yeah, so the money that we're using is the money that we have available to us. It's not our money. It hasn't been granted to us, but it's held in a fund at the Community Foundation for Western Iowa, and it's for the Atlantic's use, essentially, for housing and essential commercial development. And so Vision Atlantic will be able to borrow from that fund to build the homes. We'll build the homes, sell them, and then return the principal with a 2% interest rate to the fund, and then that fund just goes on into perpetuity for forever. So once we get this housing development done, we'll have funds available to start the next project in our community, whatever those needs might be at that time. So
good. And this will wrap up our third in a series of stories as we continue to cover the Vision Atlantic project, spotlighting the transformative Vision Atlantic housing development, YMCA expansion, and child care project. And next week, we're going to focus on the daycare part of this three-pronged project here on KSOM and KS95.7 FM.